You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source. Yep, right here in Berea. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. Vic Carucci and Michael Regei, who is sitting in for Nathan Zagura. Nathan will be back in the saddle tomorrow and Friday. And then, Michael, you're going to be back next week because yours truly is going to start taking off. We had talked a little bit about favorite vacation destinations and going to get one of those going next
week.
So
where's your exotic vacation destination of choice, notoriously, I see?
It's an exotic cabin on one of the Finger Lakes in New York. Yeah, it's really a cool place to
go.
I've done
sweet.
It before.
Yeah.
It's just my kind of place, family-oriented and quiet and
nice.
But really sweet. Just a peaceful setting, and it doesn't get any better. And it's got everything. And I think, it's got a little of everything. You fish. You can ride boats.
You a fisherman? You fish a lot?
I am.
Are you?
And I wouldn't call myself a pro angler, but I enjoy it. It's relaxing for me. That's right.
Not
one of those Bass Pro guys.
But yeah.
I can catch a fish occasionally.
You can,
the fun thing though is when you're helping, like, because when my daughters are there, and of course they don't want to put the worm on the hook. So you got to bait.
You get
the
it baited up for
them.
Huh?
I do all that, okay. And then. And then remove the fish.
Yeah, of course.
Basically, we throw them back.
Yeah.
And then the best thing is when we get the fire pit going. The fire pit at night is the best experience for me. Just sitting around that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoy on a nice early summer night.
Tweet us some pictures next week.
I probably will. I try not to bore people with my vacation stuff.
We'll discuss here on CBD.
you may need the material. That's true. All right. We ask you, of course, to use the hashtag mailbag when tweeting us at Browns_daily and me at VICCARUCCI and Michael at Michael Regei as well. So what do we got, Jason Gibbs, our producer?
Well, first and foremost, Paul tweets at us, with the Tate West additions and Kyle's zone blocking, can the Browns rush for more than 2,000 yards this year?
2,000,
wow. That's heavy.
It's a lot.
Heavy. From what, 0 yards to 2,000? No, it wasn't zero, but it's kind of close. Wow. No, I don't think so. I do think it'll be substantial, but that's off the charts substantial. Mm-hmm. 2,000 in one season with those two guys are going to be – they're going to give it a go. I do think it wouldn't be crazy to see it in the mid-thousands.
I would be disappointed if it's not. Now, let's not forget, 2012 and 13, Alfred Morris almost 2,800 yards combined in his two seasons in the NFL.
Yeah.
With touchdown production, too.
And that was in the Kyle Shanahan scheme.
Shanahan scheme, and Morris has absolutely been dominant in it. Now that we've talked about this, Vic, I think that we're going to really see. We had the fun with the Ben Tate, Terrence West last week, but I think the carries are going to be kind of evenly distributed before it's all said and done. I really do.
What else, Jay?
From Adrian, tweets at us off of the Mary Kay interview. He says, don't blame Manziel, blame social media. Do you guys agree or disagree with that?
I'm not going to blame the do we call Twitter the messenger in this case? The vehicle.
It's the vehicle.
It's all it is the vehicle. I know if without it, this has been the prevailing theory too, and I've heard this from any number of people who want to come to Johnny Manziel's defense to say, if you had social media around at the time when any number of pro athletes, Cleveland athletes anywhere in the league, were out there just living their lives, that these sorts of things would be commonplace, more commonplace now. Now it just seems maybe more noticeable because of the means by which he is able to, or those around him are able to share what he does. Just you made a reference to, all right, my vacation pictures or something else.
Yeah,
can tell your story from wherever you are if you so choose. I usually choose not to. For the main part, is I just don't want to bore followers. I want to try to give them something that's substantive to, say, Browns related news, NFL related stuff. And those sorts of things. But that all said, there's a reasonable case to be made for social media being the vehicle that is calling attention to this. But I still think that regardless of what the technology is, it's up to you as the individual to know what can happen now, right? It's a different
game
now.
I go with you that.
So treat it as what as its ability to cause consequences that you don't want to deal with.
Well,
maybe you don't care.
Well, you got to care. Now I want to believe everybody cares.
Do we know how much?
Don't
he
put
cares
yourself yet? In a bad light, know. And then the same people are going to say, "Well, you don't care. You're just letting pictures go out," and you don't want that. That's what you don't want.
I'm not going to assume he does or doesn't, but until you see a change kind of in the pattern here, you can question whether the caring is in place. All right, we want to thank Mary Kay Cabot for being aboard with us. Good stuff from her.
Good show today.
It was a good show today. It was a lot of fun. Truly enjoyed it. Of course, our tremendous producer, Jason Gibbs, for pulling all of this together. All of you for hanging out with us. We appreciate that as well. Hooley is next. And for Michael Regeye, who did a tremendous job joining me today,
and
I know you'll be back again next week, I am Vic Carucci saying we will talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.